Well, today we've been watching what may prove to be a pivotal development in the corruption trial involving former Speaker of the Massachusetts House, Sal DeMasi. One of DeMasi's co-defendants, salesman Joseph Lally, has agreed to plead guilty to bribery kickback charges involving the former Speaker. Lally admitted to arranging payments for DeMasi in exchange for the former Speaker's support of $2 million in state contracts with Cognos, a local software firm. WBUR's David Boweri was at the federal courthouse today and joins us now to give us the latest. Hi there, David.
Hi, Magda.
So what happened?
Joseph Lally walked into court with his family, a crutch, a new hip, and a big problem. So he's facing up to 20 years in prison if convicted, up to 20 years. He decided he was going to plead guilty, announced that. He came into court today, and he went through what's called the colloquy. The judge asked him, do you understand the charges against you? Yes, I do. And how do you plead? Guilty. I plead guilty. He said that to 8 counts. The government then laid out what they would prove if he were to go to trial. He's the salesman. And of course, the charge that in this kickback and bribery scheme is that he was funneling money to DeMasi as he was selling in order to sell these two contracts to the state of Massachusetts.
So he pleads guilty on all 8 counts. Apparently he spoke to the press after the hearing. What did Lally say?
That's right. Don't see it very often. Came right out the front door without the crutch. Wanted to make a straightforward statement. Came to reporters and said, you know what? I'm guilty. I want to move on. I want to put this behind me. I have a great wife, family, friends, and I'm testifying for the government.
Today I took responsibility for my actions. I am looking forward to moving forward and putting this matter behind me. I'm very fortunate to have a loving wife, family, and friends, and I will live up to my agreement that I've made with the prosecutors.
David, so what exactly, do we know what's in the agreement with the prosecutors and why he decided?
It's all spelled out. Well, it's 20, the number 20, as opposed to the number 2 or 3, which is what the government is going to recommend that he serve in prison. In
addition, reduced sentence.
Okay. In addition, he gets to keep his house, always a big incentive, and he gets the money that they confiscated from him. He's, you know, you go up against the federal government, and you got a considerable downside, and so he is downsizing right now, and he becomes a witness for the government.
Okay, a witness for the government in Sal DeMasi's case.
Absolutely.
Okay, so what does that mean for DeMasi then?
It's never good, Magda, when one of your co-defendants decides he wants to talk to the government alone. That's what he's done, and what he's going to testify to is that scheme. Essentially, the scheme is that they were funneling money to a law associate of DeMasi. They had him on the books. Cognos had him on the books as being a lobbyist. He did no discernible labor. The money, so goes the charge, was funneled to DeMasi, $65,000. And so DeMasi's law partner was the throughput to DeMasi. Now, you go to trial and you have the salesman and says, this is how it worked. If he says this is how it works, he could bury his pal Sal. And in addition, he can link the other two defendants as well, and he can talk about what the extortion, if there was it, which is the pressure he was getting to funnel the money so that Cognos could get the contracts.
So now Sal DeMasi has both federal prosecutors and his former salesman sitting across the courtroom from him.
Yeah, well, he's not going to show up. They didn't show up. They didn't avail themselves of the opportunity to see him today, and he will not be going to court until he takes the stand and testifies against them.
WBUR's David Boyer, thank you so much for bringing us up to date.
You're welcome.